Today's daf is Menachis Daf Chof Zayin. Now we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Vav Amid Beis. Omar Rav Asi, Kipashu Rav Elaz Ben Menachis. Rav Elaz used to teach Mesachtes Menachis. Boi Hachi. He had the following question. Koimich Shesidroi. If a Koyim put the Koimates on the Mizbeach, Vesider Olavas HaMarocha. And he put the Marocha, the Atzei HaMarocha, on top of the Koimates. So the usual and customary way to be marked to the koimitz would be to set up wood on the mizbeach, this fire on the wood, and then you'd put the koimitz on top of the fire, which is essentially the marocha on the mizbeach. What happens if he did it? He did it backwards. So he put the koimitz first on the mizbeach, and then he was misader the marocha on top of the koimitz. So at the end of the day, he burnt the koimitz. But instead of being marked to the koimitz on the marocha, he put the marocha on the koimitz. What's the halacha? Derech haktor bekach. Oy, ein derech haktor bekach. What about if we were dealing with a zevach, not with a mincha, and the koyin was misader the evarim on the mizbeach? But again, instead of putting the evarim on the maroch, he put the maroch on the evarim. What's the shaila? The Torah says that the evarim are supposed to be on the etzim. On the etzim sounds like dafka alo etzim. Being that there's a second pasuk that says asher toichal ha'esh es ha'oilo al ha'mizbeach, and that pasuk seems to suggest that the oil is supposed to be on the mizbeach. Meaning, it doesn't have to be on the etzim which are on the mizbeach, but rather es ha'oilo al ha'mizbeach. So I have a pasuk that says alo etzim. I have a pasuk that says al ha'mizbeach. Perhaps ibay yavid hachi, ibay hachi yavid. Says the Gemara. Take by Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Third shaylo, evarim shesidram b'tzidei ha'marocha ma'u. What happens if the koyein was makdeh the evarim, but he didn't physically put it on the marocha? He put it next to the marocha. But next to the marocha, being that it was in such close proximity to the fire, it was able to be makter. Is that a haktar or not? Says the Gemara. Leave it the mandama al mamish. According to the mandama, that says wherever it says in the Torah al, it means mamish. There's no shayla. The alo etzim ksiv, because at the very least it has to be together with the etzim. Kiti boilach. Al leave the mandama al basam. According to the mandama, that holds. Rashi says this mandama is in the end of Masechtas Menachos, that al doesn't necessarily mean on, but al could mean besamuch, next to. My, what's the halach? Hachanami, do you say here too, al besamuch? So even though it says al ha'etzim, but al ha'etzim could mean next to the etzim, so you don't have to physically put the evarim on the fire, you could put it betzidei ha'marocha as well. Idumo, maybe over here it's different, because being that it says al ha'etzim al ha'mizbeach, and al ha'etzim therefore should be dum yud al ha'mizbeach. Ha'mahosam al mamish, al ha'mizbeach is certainly mamish, meaning everyone agrees, even the man that says al means samuch, agrees that you can't take the etzim, put them next to the mizbeach, and then be makta the evarim on those etzim. There's no question that Akhtara has to be on the Mizbeach. So al ha-Mizbeach, even according to the man Omar that holds al means besamuch, over here means on the Mizbeach literally. If that's the case, maybe al ha-Etzim also has to mean that, because it's the same pasuk. Al ha-Etzim al ha-Mizbeach. So perhaps al mamish, says the Gemara, takes so three shaylas. Number one, does the koimitz dafka have to be on the marocha, which is on the Mizbeach? Or could he be misadah the marocha on top of the koimitz? Could he be misadah the marocha on top of the evarim? Could you put the evarim on the marocha, but let it all be next to the marocha? Or could you put the evarim next to the marocha when it's going to be on the mizbech? And the Gemara came out, the entire koimitz was ma'akiv. So the koyin had to put the entire koimitz on the mizbech. If he didn't put the entire koimitz on the mizbech, even if he left over a miyut, whereas ordinarily you would say rubai kekulai, over here it's not that way. Over here we're chayish lemiyuta, so to speak. Hakoimitz miyutai ma'akeves rubai. Isoroi miyutai ma'akeves rubai. Isoroi is the original share of soilus that most menachah is required. You have to have the entire isoroi. So if you have roiv of the isoroi, again, you don't say rubai kekulai, but rather miyutai is ma'akeves rubai. Hayayin miyutai ma'akeves rubai. The yayin that was brought sometimes on the mizbeach, there was a share how much yayin you had to have, and a little bit of yayin was ma'akev, meaning you had to have the entire shir. Hashemen miyut ma'akeves rubay. Hasoilis v'hashemen ma'akvin zezeh. The soilis and the shemen are ma'akev each other, meaning if you have the right amount of soilis, but you don't have the right amount of shemen, it's not only a chisorin in the shemen, but it's a chisorin in the soilis as well. The soimis and the shemen, they come in tandem. They're one unit of mincha together. Hakoy mitzvah levoina, the same thing. Ma'akvin zeh, says the Gemara. My time. How do you know that all the things mentioned in the Mishnah are ma'akiv on makro, as it relates to the first halacha of the Mishnah, which was hakoy mitzvah yute ma'akiv es rubai, meaning the entire koy mitzvah is ma'akiv. The makor is because it says maloy kumtzai, and it says it's shrei zimni, it says it's in tzveitimo, and the rule in kachem is shina hakasav la'akiv. Isarim yute ma'akiv es rubai. How do you know the entire shiri isarim is ma'akiv? My time on makro misalta, and we learn from there shim chasra kol shupsu hayayim yute ma'akiv es rubai, because it says kacha. Kach is a lashon that suggests that it's ma'akiv. Hashem emiyut ma'akiv is rubai, says the Gemara. How do you know that? The minchas nesachim, the oil that came as part of the minchas nesachim. There the Torah says kacha. That's why I know it's ma'akiv. Ude minchas nedava, where it doesn't say kacha amakro, the pasuk says umishamna, just like misalta. Here it says umishamna, and we learn from there shem chiser kol shubsula. Hashemin v'hasoyles ma'akvin. Is that the shemen and the soilus are ma'akiv each other? How do you know that? Meaning, we know the shemen is ma'akiv and the soilus is ma'akiv. How do you know they're ma'akiv each other? It says misalta umishamna together, soilus and shemen, and then it says migarsho umishamna. Garish and soilus is the same thing, just different types of flour. Ayin Rashi, but two times the Torah puts soilus and shemen together, with the emphasis of the mapik hay salta shamna, which suggests ikuva. So we know that each one is ma'akiv, and they're mentioned together in the context of them being ma'akiv. And it says it twice. Does she not kosov la'akiv that they should be ma'akiv each other? Hakoy mitzvah levoyna ma'akvin zeze, because there too, al kol levoynasa, and then it says, ves kol ha'levoyna asher ala mincha, to suggest that they are ma'akiv each other. Either way, the topic of the daf for the first 26 dafin of Mesechtes Menachos has been Menachos. And the last halacha that we just learned was details in the mincha as it relates to what part is ma'akiv, what's not ma'akiv. Hakoy mitz miyute ma'akiv es rubai. Isoroin miyute ma'akiv es rubai. Hayayin miyute ma'akiv es rubai. The shemen is miyute ma'akiv es rubai. We covered that. Now we discuss parts of the mincha that are ma'akiv each other. Soilus and shemen are ma'akiv each other. Koy mitz and levayin are ma'akiv each other. The mission is going to digress now, take one of the great left turns of all time, and we're going to have about a 20 blot digression. The majority of those dafin are going to be discussing the halachas of stam, sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. Perek Tchelis is the next perek over here in Mesechtes Menachos. So it is actually going to be a digression from the core sugyas of Menachos. We're not really going to appreciate that digression until tomorrow's daf. That's where the Gemara really starts getting into it, into Shabbos and Sunday. But the point is that for now, the Mishnah is going to mention other things that are also ma'akvin zeze. So just like the soilus and the shemen ma'akvin zeze, and just like the koymetz and the levoyna are ma'akvin zezeh, there are other things unrelated to menachos or to kachim that are ma'akvin zezeh. Thus, the segue and the digression, regardless of the Mishnah, she'nei se'irei yoimaki purin ma'akvin zezeh, the two se'irim, the sar echad la'ashem and the sar echad la'azazel, were ma'akvin zezeh, shnei kivsei atzeres ma'akvin zezeh. Meaning, again, you can't do one without the other. If you don't have, it's either both or nothing. You can't say, I don't have two kivsei atzeres, I'm going to bring one. The shnei kivsei atzeres are ma'akvin zezeh. You can't say, I have one goat, so let me bring a la'azazel, even though I don't have the sar la'ashem. Doesn't work that way. Beis chalois ma'akvin zezeh. That's the shea lechem that was born on Shavuos. Shnei sidarim, the two storm of the lechem upon him. Ma'akvin zezeh. You can't say b'di'evet. I only have six chalois. No, that will be yid by his chalois. Shnei bezichin, the two bezichin levayna. Ma'akvin zezeh. Hastorim v'hamiz bezichin. Ma'akvin zezeh. You can't have storm without bezichin. You can't have bezichin without storm. Beis minim sheb benazir, the two types of breads that the nazir brought when he brought his breads were also ma'akvin zezeh. Gimel sheb par, the three minim that were brought with the parah. What are those three things? Rashi says eight erez, the ezoiv, uchnitoilas, the dalit shebetoida, the four types of breads of the carbon toida were ma'akvin zezeh. The dalit shebeluliv, the dalit minim of the luliv, am ma'akvin zezeh. Va'arba shebe mitzoyer ma'akvin zezeh, the four minim that the mitzoyer brought were ma'akvin zezeh. What were those four minim? It's the eight eres, ezev, and shnitoy las. Those were the three of the para aduma. You add to that the tzipoyrin, the birds. Sheva hazois, sheva paro, the seven hazois of the para aduma, ma'akvin zezeh. Zayin hazois shal ben abadim, the seven hazois that the Kohen Gadol used to spritz bein habadim on Yom Kippur, ma'akvin zezeh. Sha'al ha-paroiches, the seven hazois that were put on the paroiches, ma'akvin zezeh. Sha'al mizbeach hazov, and the seven that were put on the Mizbeach Hazav. That was also on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there were 11 Hazayis that were done on the Mizbeach. 4 on the Dalek Karnis, like every Chatas Pnimi, and another 7 that was done Al Tiarish on Mizbeach. Regardless, Ma'ak Vezu Ozu, those are going to be Ma'akiv each other as well. So before we see the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to bring Makairis to everything mentioned in the Mishnah, interestingly enough, the one that the Gemara is going to spend the most time in is Dalud Minim Shevelulav. So that's the theme already, in the spirit of digression, that's the one that the Gemara is going to spend the most time on, as we'll see momentarily. But for now, I saw in the Shiurim from Shulam David Halevi, Zolzayin Gezun, he asks a beautiful aura. He says that the Mishnah is mentioning things that are ma'akven zeh. And the last one is a topic that we've spoken so much about, and that is zrikos. Says the Mishnah, there are certain zrikos that are ma'akven zeh zeh, or more accurately, certain hazayos that are ma'akven zeh zeh. And the Mishnah lists, Zayin hazayos al ben abadim. The Zayin Hazoyis from the Peroiches, every Chatas Pnimi had Zayin Hazoyis on the Peroiches, and the Zayin Hazoyis that were done on Yom Kippur on the Mizbeach Hazav. Freit Rabbi Shulam David, then why didn't the Mishnah also say the 4 Hazoyis that were done by every single Chatas Pnimi that were done on the Dalet Karnas? We're talking about the 7 that were Bein Abadim. We're talking about the 7 that always were on the Peroiches, and we're talking about the 7 that were done on the Mizbeach Hazav on Yom Kippur. What about the 4 that were done on the Mizbeach Hazav? Every single, there were Chamish Chatois HaPnimis, the Parelem Davish Al Tzibur, the Seer of Eidus Kechav, and the Parkei Mashiach. Why? What about those 4? Those are also Ma'akiv. The only time the Zrikas are not Ma'akiv is the dam that went on the Mizbeach Hachitza. Even there, it's Machloik, the Shayim Basil, what about the Chatos Chitzoyne, how many were Ma'akiv? But that's where there's a halacha that the Hazois are not Ma'akiv. We're, but a carbon that went on the Mizbeach HaPnimis, such as the Chamish Chatois HaPnimi, it's all 4 with Ma'akiv. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say that? Says Rab David, it's Mavur in this Mishnah, a tremendous Yisoid. He says Shamati, but Rab David says the Yisoid, again, you'd have to go through it line by line, we just do what we do. Tein l'chacham v'yechamoy. But says Rab David, the purpose of this Mishnah is not just to tell me 2 things that are Ma'akiv each other. There's a lot of things that are Ma'akiv. For example, the whole Seyda Avodah on Yom Kippur is Ma'akiv. So if you miss out 1 chelik of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, it throws off everything. We know that. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say that? The Mishnah said the 2 Seirim on Yom Kippur are Ma'akiv. The Azoyis of Bein Abadim were Ma'akiv. What do you mean? Everything was Ma'akiv. You can't miss the Kaf and the Machta Ma'akiv. There's nothing on Yom Kippur that's not Ma'akiv. It says, Reb David, the purpose of this Mishnah is not to tell me things that are Ma'akiv. There's a lot of things that are Ma'akiv in the Torah. The purpose of this Mishnah is that sometimes you find Shnayim Sheinachas. You find 2 things the Torah says you have to do where they're Ma'akiv, here's the punchline, in the Ikur Chefza. Meaning, if you have 1 without the other, it's as if you don't have anything at all. The Shnei Seirim, even though they're 2 goats, they're 2 separate animals, but from a halachic standpoint, they're 1. They're Shtayim Shemachas. They're 1 unit. And if you have 1 without the other, it's as if you have a half a goat. It's nothing. The 2 Kivsei Atzeres are not 2 karbonos. They're 1 carbon. The 2 animals make up together the 1 carbon. The 4 minim of breads by the Lachmei Toida are not 4 individual breads. They're 1 unit of bread, of Lachmei Toida, that need to be bring. Says Rab David, Lefid Yisdeh. And Lefid Yisoid, we spoke of yesterday from the Brisker Rav and Sefer, page 96, where the Brisker Rav said a tremendous Yisoid. He said that it's Mavur and Toisvis, and after Zayinim and Aleph, that even Rameir that holds Mefaglum B'chatzi Mati, you wouldn't be able to have a Machsheves Pigel in 1 of the Hazoyis of Bein Abadim. Or you wouldn't be able to have a Machsheves Pigel in 1 of the Hazoyis on the Peroiches or on the Mizbeach Zov. And the reason is because each Hazoya of the Matan Sheva is not even a total Hazoyah. Tosfos equates it to a Chatzi Koymetz. Tosfos says 1 Hazoyah in Bein Abadim is like a freak. To break the Brisker Rav, why is it different than what Tosfos says in Zvachan Dov Lamed Ches, where Tosfos says that according to Bishami that you have to do 2 zrikas on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, if you mefagel in 1 of them, according to Rameh that holds mefagel mechatzim matter, would be a machshavas pigel. So the Rav said a tremendous yisoid. He said it's cholok matan shever from matan dalid. Matan dalid is a mechayiv mitzat the carbon. Ordinarily, a carbon needs zrika. How much? 1. The ikuva, the katchila more, but b'diavad 1. When it comes to the chatos that went even on Mizbeach Achitzin, according to Beishamai, the carbon needs more than 1. It needs 2. Each zrika is a zrika for itself. The carbon is just mechayev more than 1 zrika. So in terms of looking at each individual zrika, it's a chash of a zrika. It just happens to be a chatzi matter because you need two of them. So the Rameyah that holds mafagim a chatzi matter. So tois in perik beishamay lamit ches amar alef in mesech desvachim. The halach is you're going to be able to remove mafagel. But when it comes to the matan sheva, the briskurov boyed his tremendous yisoid based on the gemara zvachim lamit tes zvachim mem amar alef. That was the shtickle toy we spoke at the end of yesterday's daf. So over there, the briskurov said by man sheva there was a din minyan v'kacha yomayna, and minyan meant it had to be a unit. You couldn't just do seven random because then what's mechaber one to the other? What connects them to each other? You actually have to count because it's a unit. They're ma'akim in the ikur ha'cheftza. So over there, one hazah of the hazah ben abadim, in it of itself is nothing. It's like a chati koimitz. You can't even be mafagel in it. Even a mayor that holds mafagel with chati matter, you wouldn't be able to have a machshav espigel. So says Rabbi Shulam David, it's half of a fella. He says, if the gather of all the things in the Mishnah that are ma'akim in zeh, the definition means, not just the ma'akim in halacha, a lot of things are ma'akim in halacha. What it means is the ma'akim in the ikra cheftza, then how beautiful it is that the Mishnah mentioned only the matan sheva. The matan sheva, the bein abadim, the matan sheva and the parochis, and then the matan sheva that went on the mezbeach hazah. But the matan dalar that went in the Mizbeach Hazov, each Zrika is Zrika Chashuvah B'fnei Atzmoy, being that it's a Chashuvah B'fnei Atzmoy, even though it's true that Ma'ak B'nat, but that's not the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing where it's Ma'ak B'n Ikr Chefza. Either way, it's a major lumbus in understanding the Mishnah, and also it's a beautiful Hisafa and Raya to the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav that we spoke at the end of yesterday's daf. Either way, so the Mishnah is going to go through now everything that we just discussed and find the Makar. The first thing the Mishnah said was Shnei Se'iri Ma'ak Kippur Ma'ak B'n Zeh. How do you know that? The Gemara gives a one-word answer. Chukah. It says chukah. Chukah means mach. Shnei kivsei atzeres mach min zezeh. How do you know that? It says havaya. Shnei chalois. How do you know that? Oichet havaya. Shnei sidorim. How do you know that? Chukah. Shnei bezikin. Chukah. Hastorim v'abezikin. Chukah. Shnei minim shebenazir. Dechsiv kenyase. It's a long answer. Gimel shebepara. Chukah. Arba shebetoida. De iskish lenazir. Dechsiv azevach toida shlomav. I'm a mar. Shlomav l'rabi shalmi nazir. V'arba shebe mitzayra. How do you know that the four meaning of the mitzayra ma'akiv dechsiv zois tia teiris ha-mitzayra? V'dalit shebelulav. How do you know that the dalit meaning of the lulav? The lulav, the esrig, the adasim, and the aravis. How do you know that they're ma'akiv? Says the Gemara, because it says, ulekachtem, and we learn from there, lekichatama. Lekichatama means it has to be complete. Rashi says, arbatan ke'echad. Has to be all four. Thus we know that the four are ma'akiv. This that we're saying, that the dalit meaning of the lulav are ma'akiv, that's only true, she'en lo. Meaning, if you don't have all four, you can't say, okay, I only have an esrig, let me take an esrig. No, they're ma'akiv, meaning you have to have all four of them. Avu yesh lo, if you have all four, ain ma'akvin. Then already it's not going to be ma'akiv. Rashi says, meaning you don't have to tie them together. So when we say that the dalet minim are ma'akiv, it just means you have to have all four. If you don't physically have all four, you're not going to take dalet minim, then you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you have to take all four together or that you need to tie them together. We'll see more accurately what the emphasis is. But for now, you don't have to take them together in the sense that you don't necessarily have to tie them together. Freit the Gemara, is that true? You don't have to tie the dalet minim together. Meisvei, from an interesting brayso, so dalet minim shebe lulav. Beizmehen, oisem peiros, two of the minim are oisem peiros. Rashi says, the esrig and the lulav. U beizmehen, ein oisem peiros. Two of the minim are not oisem peiros. So oisem peiros, yus kukum l'shein oisem peiros. Vishe ein oisem peiros, yus kukum l'oisem peiros. Meaning, even though the four minim are really made up of two subsets, you have the oisem peiros, the ein oisem peiros, it doesn't matter. They all need each other. They're all ma'ak of each other. And they all have to be tied together. And the same is true when it comes to Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael wants to be merutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could only happen what do we need from here? Not the Agada, although it's a beautiful Agada, the Gemara. That's not what we need. What we need over here is not Aguda Achas. What we need is Aguda Achas from the Lamdish perspective, and that is they have to be tied together. So how could you tell me when it says Dalid, Mina, Ma'akvin Adadi, it just means Yeshloi. Just means that you have to have it. But as long as you have it, it doesn't literally have to be one. It's a mefurish b'raisa. The b'raisa says clearly, the ain adam yoytze yedei chayvasei bahen achi yehei kulam ba'gud ha'achas. It's the Gemara Tanoi, it's really machlek yisana. Time to look at the b'raisa, lulav bein agud bein she'ein agud kosher. Lulav, whether the minim are tied together or not tied together is kosher. Yehuda says agud kosher.
She'ena yagud pasul. My time with Rabbi Yehuda got my kicha kicha. This is the other kicha kicha. Me agudas ezev. Ma lahalam aguda. That agudas ezev is referring to the Pesach Mitzrayim. And just like over there, the meaning would tie together. Afkam baguda. Rabbanon loy gamri kicha kicha. Rabbanon don't hold of kicha kicha. Zok the Gemara. Come on, also hold the Tanya. Lulav mitzvasoi vaoygdoi. The lulav, the mitzvah is to tie the minim together. V'imloy ogdoi kasher. Come on, ik Rabbi Yehuda. Coin Rabbi Yehuda. Loy ogdoi amai kasher. Rabbi Yehuda learns kicha kicha. So if there's a halacha that it has to be tied together, then why b'diavad is a kasher? And irabbanon, the rabbanon don't hold of kicha kicha. Said my mitzvah. So the gemara loyim rabbanon. Really, it's going according to rabbanon. My mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Mishum ze keli v'anveyo. So Rabbi Yehuda holds kicha kicha, and being that he holds kicha kicha, it's ma'akev that you tie them together. Rabbanon hold you don't have to tie it together. Stating that, it's still a mitzvah l'katchila because it's zekei levanveil. But the bottom line is that the brisa that says the ein adam yoytzi dechavase ben achiu kulam aguda achas, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds kicha kicha, he holds you have to tie them together. Our Gemara, Rabbi Chanan bar Rava, who said that when the Mishnah says dalam minu shabalulav a ma'akev, because it says ulakachdam lekicha tama loyshanu ala she'ein loy, it means it's ma'akev if you don't have it, but if you have it, it's not ma'akev for them to be together. He was going according to Rabban, and then Chanami the Rabbanon hold. By the way, lekatchila mitzvah loygdai. That's why we passing like the Rabbanon, but at the same time mitzvah loygdai because of zekei levanveil. But the whole igud is mernit a hidur mitzvah. It's because of the halacha of ze keli ve'anveyu exhale. So the Gemara said, Dalad minim shebelulav ma'akvin. What's the makar? It says ulekachtem. Ulekachtem is lekicha tama. It's made up of two words. Lekicha tama means it needs to be a complete lekicha. What's the definition, the maskon of lekicha tama? It means you have to have the four minim. Meaning, loyshanu ela she'ein lay. It's ma'akiv if you don't have the four minim. But at the same time, if you have the four minim, in ma'akv. There's a very, very big machlekes rishonim. What exactly the maskonas hagemara is? Meaning, it's a little bit unclear. One thing's for sure. It's for sure that you have to have dalad minim. That's what's ma'akiv. It's also for sure that you don't have to tie them together. That the Gemara said for sure. Stating that, there's still a very, very important machlekes rishonim, which has implications la'aloch. Taisis imsach the sukkah daf lamed dalad amid beis, and Perik Lulav HaGazel says, upirish be'aloch is gedoilis. The Bahag said, Ein ma'akvin, that when the Gemara comes out of Maskon, it's a Gemara over there in Masechta Sukkah, and the Gemara that we just learned here, Masechtas Menachos, that the Dalet Minim are not ma'akiv. What it means is, Deloy Tema Adamagbalu Bahadi Adadi, Ela Imagba Kolchad Vechad Lechude, Shaper Domi. The Kaimelon Lulav Ein Tzarechaga. Says the Bahag, it's Pasha to me that if somebody has Dalet Minim and he wants to pick up each one of the Dalet Minim independently, so first he picks up the Esrig, puts it down. Then he picks up the lulav, he puts it down. He picks up the adasim, he puts it down. He picks up the rav, and then he puts it down. B'chari is going to be yoytzim. I don't see why not. Because the Gemara said, dalad mina ma'akiv. What's ma'akiv? Loishan rola she'ein loy. You have to have all four. I mean, if it's ein loy, it's ma'akiv. But if it's yesh loy, it's going to be okay. So says the Bahag, I think halacha l'mais, if you would ask me, if somebody wants to take the dalad minim, and he wants to take them one after another, after another, after another, it's going to be okay. It's a tremendous chiddush. The kivan the kulei mitzvah achasi, because being that the dalad minim are all one mitzvah, where do you find that you could do one mitzvah b'zach hazeh? If it's one mitzvah, you should have to do them all at the same time. Rabbeinu Tam yegiya b'sifra. And it's because of that Rabbeinu Tam had a different girsa in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says, avada, it's poshit, that a person cannot be yoytze the mitzvah of dalad minim, taking one after another, after another, after another. Avada, you have to take them all at the same time. When the Gemara says loyshanu ala she'ein loy, it means you need to have all four at the same time. What don't you have to have? You just don't have to tie them together. But avad gevis, there's nothing to talk about. You would have to hold them at the same time. In other words, we have a machlokes the Hag and Rabbeinu Tam and Halacha, which really boils down how to understand our Gemara, which really is very gray. It left us a little hanging. The question is if a person would take the dalad minim, he has all four minim. He's not an ein loy. He's yesh loy. But at the same time, he's going to take them as achazeh. Do you say, being that he has them all in front of him, he was mekayim ulekicha tama, so therefore he's going to be yotza? Or do you say no? Or do you say that you have to take them all bevas achas? It's just that they don't have to be tied together.
like the Gemara suggested. The Bahag says you can take them b'zeachazeh. Rabbeinu Tam held that you have to take them all b'vazachas. The only chiddush in our Gemara is they don't have to be tied together. But in terms of taking them, they have to be for sure b'vazachas. And Rabbeinu Tam really came from a Dvar Teima. He thought in Svari is 100% right. What's his Dvar Teima? The Kiman, the Kulei mitzvah achas, hecha yidu b'zeachazeh. What's Pashup Shana in the Bahag? To the extent that it's one mitzvah, what's the Havamina that you should be able to do it b'zeachazeh? So the truth is, at first glance, what's the grace akasha? Isn't that the theme of Menachas Daf Chav Zayin? The theme of Menachas Daf Chav Zayin, the way we explained it, the beer, Meshulam David Zayin Gezunt, is that the Mishnah is discussing things that are really Shnayim Shein Achas, like the seven Azois of the Bein Abadim and the seven Azois of the Peruchas and the Mizbeach Azov. Where even though it's seven Maisim that happen B'zeach Azeh, but Ma'akven Zezeh in the sense that it's seven that are one. They all make up one. The two Kivsei Atzeres, the two Seir Yom HaKippurim. So there was one Sar and another Sar that together make up one Kiyum. Because in Cheftza we look at them even as one. So you're right, it's Mitzvah Achas. But who said you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Achas? Bezeh Achazeh, Achazeh, Achazeh. So at first glance, what's the great Sedvar Temer of Eru Tam? That's such a great Sakash in the Bahag. Isn't that Menachas Daf Chav Zayim Anav? And this Mishnah is mentioned in that Mishnah of Chav Zayim Anav. That's what this Mishnah is tucked away. It's true. It's in Lulav HaGazel, it's not tucked away. But in Menachas Chav Zayin, it's very much tucked away. It's here, toich a very lomdeshe kachem de gesugya, because we're talking about things that are ma'akven zezeh in the ikur chefze, the way they learn in bris. So if that's the case, what's the gross advar tema? But the truth is, in terms of properly understanding the Shita Sabahag, I saw the Shiva, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin, in his Sefer Yerech L'mayadim, he has a few simonim on Sukkis with regards to the Shitas of Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that it could be that Pshat in the Bahag is a little bit different, and it could be there's a very fundamental chilik between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam and something very, very surprising. And that is, if you ask the man on the street, the Dalin Minim, is it one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? He's going to tell you it's one mitzvah, like Rabbeinu Tam said. And being that it's one mitzvah, right, it's pasha, you should not be able to take a b'zeach hazeh. But Rabbi Yeruchim said it's really not so pasha. If you mind in the Rishonim, there is makom to say that the Dalad Minim are not one mitzvah, but rather the Dalad Minim are Dalad mitzvahs. Now when a person takes the Dalad Minim, you make one bracha, right? So you make only one bracha. Stating that, there's a big machlok in Rishonim, the Rajba and the Raivin. What would be if somebody would take it b'zeach hazeh? I mean, according to the Shita Sabahag, which incidentally is the halacha, we pass him like the Bahag. So a person could, in theory, take it b'zeach hazeh. According to the Bahag, if you're taking a b'zeach hazeh, do you make one bracha on it now, or do you make four brachas on it? The Rajba says, avadi, you're going to make one bracha. And the Rajba's lashon is, it's in a tshuva, he says, ein mevarich ela bracha achas al kulam. He's talking even when you're taking a b'zeach hazeh. Why? The arba mitzvah achas, because all four together make up one mitzvah. So even though the Bahag was mechadish, you can take a b'zeach hazeh, but avadi, when it comes to the brachas on mitzvahs, avadi, you can make one bracha. Stating that, the Ravid argues. The Ravid says that when you take a b'zeach hazeh, you don't make one bracha, you make four brachas. Is unbelievable. I said, Rabbi Yeruchim, so what's pshat when you take a b'vas achas, you make one bracha? Not a pshat. If you're going to make four brachas when it's b'zeach hazeh, then you should make four brachas when you take a b'vas achas. Says Rabbi, could be really you are making four brachas. But being that you're taking them b'vas achas, the one bracha is oilah v'kulon. So I'm making one al netilas lulav, I'm being mekayim all, it's mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, but I'm picking up all four at the same time, literally. I'm picking all four at the same time, so the one bracha that I'm making is being oilah for the lulav, it's being oilah for the esrig, it's being oilah for the hadas, it's being oilah for the aravas. So it's going to be oilah for all four. But the point is a shitas arayvet, where the arayvet says that if you take them b'zeach hazeh, you don't make one bracha. You make four. Why would you make four brachas in this lumdis of l'chayrenat? The teretz is vayisleis and the ravid, that the ravid disagreed with the whole premise of the Rashba. The Rashba said, avadi, you make one bracha even b'zeach hazeh. Why? Because the arbatam mitzvah achas in. So if it's one mitzvah, the ein mevarchin al mitzvah achas, al kol chelik v'chelik, me'med a bracha b'fnei atzmi. That's the Lashon HaRashba and the Tshuva. The ravid obviously argued with that. How else do you understand the ravid? So the ravid must have held that they're not four parts of one mitzvah. They're four mitzvahs. If they're four mitzvahs, it's pashut. That's the reason you make four brachas. If that's the case, he's derived, of course, is going in the Bahag. So maybe that's pshat in the Bahag. The Rabbeinu Tam came with a whole kifas on the Bahag. Then how is it possible to take them b'zeach hazeh? I thought you have to take them b'zeach achas. And Rabbeinu Tam's lashon is v'dvaver teima hu loy markein. They keep in the kula mitzvah achas. Hey chayilu b'zeach hazeh. Who said the Bahag agreed? Maybe the Bahag held there were four mitzvahs. If there are four mitzvahs, you can do b'zeach hazeh. If I cared in the Ravid, it's mavur that way. Because the Ravid dialed it up a notch. He said not only could you take the bezach hazeh? But the rabbi said it's four brachas. Oh, now we're ready. That's not menachas chavzayin. That's not Reb David Blumdes. Four, because you don't make a bracha. I'll call chelik for chelik. And each hazav the ben abadim the kohen wouldn't make a separate bracha. Elamai, it must be it was four men. In other words, dalad minim. Is it dalad mitzvah or is it one mitzvah? It seems like the most basic question in the world, right? I mean, we're going back to primary. Is it one mitzvah or is it four mitzvahs? A nice chakira. So l'chura at first glance, avada it's one mitzvah. I mean, Rebbeinu Tam assumed that for a dava pashin and sukkah lama dalad mebeis. The Rajba assumed it for a dava pashin. He's avada. The Mishnah Gemara just saying it. It's like pashit, it's one mitzvah. But that means it's not so pashit. There's a ravid, there's a bahag. It's not so pashit whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. L'maisa, we pass on like the bahag. The Ramah says that a person can take them b'zeh chazeh. The Ramah also says that if you take a b'zeh chazeh, you make one brach. You don't make four brachas if you take a b'zeh chazeh. You make one brach. Stating that, comes again the Ramah. And the Ramah says that if a person is going to take the dalad min b'zeh chazeh, and he talked in between the estric and the lulav, imsach beinayim, sarich levarich al kol echad bifnei atzmar. Then you have to make another bracha. And the Magen Avraham is matmiya. First of all, what's pshat? Manav shach. What's pasha pshat? And the oid, Magen Avraham says that the Ramah in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah says that you're not supposed to talk from the first kiyah until the end of the kiyahs. What happens if somebody speaks in between? So do you have to go over to the Baal Tikeh and ask him to make another bracha for you? No, you don't. You don't make another bracha. Right. So why? Because it's one mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. I mean, it's one mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. It doesn't bother me. Even though I spoke in between, there's no Indian of making another bracha. So Freit the Magen Avraham, I have a steer in the Ramah. What's the difference? How come when it comes to Dalad Minim, there's this new Chiddush, Imsach Beinayim, that somehow is Mechayev, another bracha, Manav Shachet. You make one bracha, let's speak it out with our beer, it's one mitzvah. So if it's one mitzvah, then what's this idea of making a new bracha because I spoke in between, then why is it different than Rosh Hashanah? And Magen Avraham says a very big chiddush. Magen Avraham says that it could be, being that over here it's really machlik is Rajman the Ravid, if he's supposed to make one bracha, he's supposed to make four brachas. See, even though the Ramah paskin like the Rajba, but b'dieved he paskin like the Ravid. So if you don't talk, then it's the Rajba. If you talk, now we're going to be samech on the raivin, and we're going to make you. But there's no raivin in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So that's why when it comes to Hilchas Lulav over there, Imsach Beinei, you make another bracha. But when it comes to Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, not that way. The Magen Avraham, the Bir Halacha brings this teretz from the Magen Avraham, and his lashon is v'nitchak liyashvoy ayin sham. It's a very, very big doichik. That's the pshat. Pshat in the Magen Avraham is because b'di'evit you're being samech. Says the Bir Halacha a beautiful teretz. Says you know what pshat in the Ramah is. Pshat in the Ramah is not that really you make one bracha even if you take a b'zach hazeh. But if you spoke, so now make four brachas. That's not the nakuda. You know what the nakuda is? Why is there even a shaiva of taking it b'zach hazeh, not taking it b'zach hazeh, machloikis b'hagrabein? It all came from our Gemara. Menachas chav zayin amen aleph. The halach is ulekachtem. What do you need? You have to have a lekicha tama. The question is, what is lekicha tama mechayev? So the Gemara said, "Oh my Rav, what it means is leishanu ala she'ein loy. Aval yeshloy is going to be okay. And then within yeshloy, we have a machlokes rishonim. What does yeshloy mean? Yeshloy means it's enough that you have it. You can take a b'zeh chazeh. That's a kiyum in lekicha tama. Or yeshloy means you have to be holding it. It just doesn't have to be b'agud achas. And that was the machlokes. But everybody agrees it's a din lekicha tama. The Bahag said a chiddush. The Bahag said that as long as you have all four in front of you, even if the lekicha itself is b'zeh chazeh, it's not a chisar in a lekicha tama. Al zeh nema the Ramah. Kumtz again the Ramah. And the Ramah says, in sach beinayim, if you spoke in between, there was a hefsik. Not in hilchas brachas. This is not a sugyan ketzam avarchim. It's a chesaron in lekicha tama. Because now that you spoke, you are mafsik. The Bahag doesn't mind if you pick it up as a chazeh. But you can't talk in between. Because if you talk in between, it's like talking between the azois of the ben abadim. Now already it's a hefsik. It's mafsik. Now it's a chesaron in lekicha tama. That's the yisoy. Says the Bir Halach, I want to say a gavaldik yichidish in the Ramah, even though it's not mefurish in the Ramah. Says the Bir Halach, I think, you know what pshat in this Ramah is? The Ramah is saying, imsach beinayim, you have to go back. You start all over again. And that's why you make a new bracha. It's not pshat that you were mekayim the lulav. I spoke. Okay, now make a bracha on the esrig. There'd be no makom to make a bracha on the esrig. Just like if you spoke bein tkiyas the ma'umud, let tkiyas the ma'yushev, to get in the spirit. You wouldn't make a new bracha. So you're not going to make a new bracha on the asrig either. The point is you have to start all over again. Why? Because it's an inyan of lekicha tama. So if you're going to start all over again, memele you're going to have to make a new bracha because you're starting the mitzvah. You messed up in this mitzvah. It wasn't a proper lekicha. It wasn't a lekicha tama. So you have to start from scratch. You're starting from scratch. In the starting from scratch, in that spirit, it's poshut that you have to go ahead and you have to make a new bracha. In other words, it's not a chisarin. It's not a chisarin in the Hilchis Bracha Shabbat. It's a chesaron lekicha tama. The Bir Halacha says that the makar to this Ramah is really a Yerushalmi, where he brings an agoyis maimini, and he says the lashon over there is chayzer umavarik. So what does chayzer mean? You have to start all over again. That's the emphasis of chayzer. Ayin sham, it's beautiful. It's in Hilchis Lulav. I mean, if you say ayin sham, you have to know where to be mayin. So it's in Hilchis Lulav. It's in Tav Reish Tun Aleph Sif Yud Beis. If you want to see Rabbi Yeruchim's raid, it's in Yerech Lamayadim in the Shiurim Chelik. On Hilchis Sukkah, Simin Mem Beis. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter, Sheva Hazois, Sheva Parah Ma'akvois, Zu Ezu. So the Parah Aduma wasn't a carpet. The Parah Aduma was brought in Har Mishcha, was brought in Har Zeisim. But the Wa Hazois that were done with the dam of the Parah Aduma, there was Shechita. That Shechita needed a Kayan, right? Even though Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, a loss of the Chukik Sivba, we've had it so many times. There was Shechita. There was also a Zrika. And the Zrika had to be done Noichach Pnei Yoyomayed. All seven Hazois are Ma'akiv. Why? Or how do I know? The magic word. It says Chuk Sheven Azoy Shal Bein Abadim Vishal Mizbeach Azov Vishal Aparoiches Makiv Zu Azov. Yeah, Mekibur. How do you know that the Azoy Sam Yom Kippur Makiv Ksev Chuk? The Parakoy Meshich with the Parahel Nava Shal Tzibur the Zir Avedus Kechavim. Those are the three Chatois HaPnimiyois that have nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Kiditanya Va'asal Apar Kasha Asal Apar Matam Amoymer Lichbol Bahazois Shem Chiser Achas Mikola Matanois Le'asav Aloy Klom. Tanu Rabban, Sheva Hazois, Sheva Paro, Sheva Son, Bain, Shalom. I'm only up to two. Sheva Hazois, Sheva Paro. Shazon, Bain Shaloy Lishman, Bain Shaloy Michuvanois Psuvais. So if the Kayin was doing the Avodah with the Parah Aduma, and he brought the Hazois, A, Shaloy Lishma, or B, Shalom Mechuvanes, it wasn't El Noichach Pnei Oyomoyet. The Allah is Psulais, it's going to be Pasal. Why is Shalom Lishma Pasal? Morty? Why is Shalom Lishma? I had to get back. Why is Shalom Lishma Pasal? Chatos Kari Rachmana. Right, the Torah says Chatos. Chatos Kari Rachmana. So the Paraduma always conforms to the halachas of a carbon chatos. So number one, Shalom Lishma is Pasal. And number two, Shalom Mechuvanes, if it wasn't El Noichach Pnei Oyomoyet, it's going to be possible as well. V'sheb Efrim, the chattis that was born, that was by Chapnimi. V'sheb Mitzayra, and the avoda of the like Shemin Shal Mitzayra, Shalai Lishman Psuiz, if it was brought Shalai Lishman, it's going to be possible. Shalai Mechuvanois, if it wasn't done in the proper place, Ksheiritz, it's going to be kosher. So the first part of the remainder of the daf is going to discuss the first part of this brisa. Sheva Hazoy Sheva Para, She'asan, Bein Shalai Lishman, Bein Shalai Mechuvanois, Psula. It says the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned in the Brayis, Gabi Par, Shalei Lishma Psula. It's true, Shalei Lishma is possible, because Chatas Kayu Rachmana, but Shalei Mechuvana is Ksheirois. So we have a stira. One Brayis says that if the Hazois of the Par Aduma was done not where it wasn't Al-Neichach Pnei Al-Moyed, it's going to be possible. The second Brayis says it's going to be Kasha. It's a stira. Amrav Chizdalei Kasha. Harav Yehuda Harabon. Who's this Rabbi Yehuda and who's this Rabbanan? So we can have a very long-winded brayse that has nothing to do with what we're learning right now. A machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We'll try to do what we do. And there's just one principle in that machlokes that we want to apply to this shaila, whether or not the hazois of the Parah Aduma ma'akiv, or they're not ma'akiv. We'll learn to the brayse. Mechusar kapar shenichutzu lazar b'shoyki chayv chat. Someone that's tamei, but he needs to bring a carbon in order to be tahar, such as a zav yeledes mitzayra. He's a mechusar kapar. He needs a carbon to become tahar. So the halach is, if he enters the azara before he brought the carbon, b'shoyki chayv chatas, b'mezid einish kars. Ain't tzarech limit full yoyin. That's pashut full yoyin. That's someone who doesn't only need a carbon, even has to go to the mikvah. He's considered more tameh. V'sharkal atmeim, and certainly other tameh. V'tahirim. What about someone that's tahar, that entered a part of the mikdash that he's not allowed to enter? V'tahirim shenichnesu lifnim nimchitzaslan. If they went beyond where they're allowed to go, lehechol. So if somebody, let's say a zar, enters the hechol, the halacha is barbon. He gets malchus. Mi beis laparoiches el pnei hakapoyres b'misa. If he enters the kodesh hakodashim, meaning he goes beyond the hechol, or if he goes to the Aroin, the halach is, he's chayiv misa. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol heichal kuloi umi beis laparoiches barba. If a person enters the heichal, or somebody enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he doesn't go all the way to the Aron, he gets Malkus. You don't get Misa unless you go to the Pemaikomifiti. What's the Machlaik? It's Bahaikra. The Pasuk says, Vayim Hashem Moshe, Dabra Laharon Ochicho, Valyovi Bechalis HaKadosh. Go tell Aharon Ochicho. He's not allowed to go whenever he wants into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Valyovi Bechalis HaKadosh. Mi Beis La Pareches Ash. El Pnei HaKapoyres Asher Al HaOroin V'lo. So really, there's two things mentioned in this pasuk. Number one, the Torah is talking about the places that Aharon isn't supposed to go. Al Yovei B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh, which usually means the Heichal. Mi Beis LaPareiches, which means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. El Pnei, there's more right at the end. El Pnei HaKapoyres, which means all the way to the Aron. So we're mentioning three places, right? The Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Al Pnei HaKapoyres, which means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Additionally, what you have in this pasuk is you have a Lo Yisaseh, Va'al Yovoi B'chaleis, Lo Yisaseh, Lav She'yesh B'maisa, always involves Malchus. And at the end, the Torah says V'lo Yomus. The question is, what's Al Yovoi going on? What's V'lo? Is V'lo Yomus going back on everything? So it's going, if a person enters the Kodesh, Beis LaPareiches, Al Pnei HaKapoyres, on all of them, you have the halacha of V'lo Yomus, or maybe no. Maybe V'lo Yomus is only going back on Al Pnei HaKapoyres. Maybe it's only going back on Mi Beis LaPareiches. That's the question. Rabbanan, Sabri, Rabbanan, hold. El HaKodesh V'lo Yovei. The way you read the pasuk is, V'yovei B'choleis El HaKodesh. Therefore, if a person enters the Kodesh, all it is a loisaseh. Mi Beis LaPareiches V'el Pnei HaKapoyres V'lo Yomus. But if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, at that point already it's going to be V'lo Yomus. If you do Sava, El HaKodesh Mi Beis LaPareiches V'lo Yovei. If a person enters the Kodesh or Beis LaPareiches, that's V'al Yovei. It's only V'el Pnei HaKapoyres V'lo Yomus. So the question is Mi Beis LaPareiches going back to the V'al Yovei, or it's going forward to the V'lo Yomus? My time in the Rabbanon. Okay, so what's the beer in the Machlaikis? The Rabbanon hold Isol Gadai L'Kedom Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda is right, Lichtav Rachman El HaKodesh Ve'al Pnei HaKapoyres V'lo Yboi Mi Beis LaPareiches. Why does he have to say Mi Beis LaPareiches if you get Malkus? Right. V'ano Amina Heichel M'chayev Mi Beis LaPareiches Mi Boi. If you chayev Malkus for going into the Heichel, certainly you chayev Malkus for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mi Beis LaPareiches the Kos of Rachman Olam Oli Shma Amina B'Misa must be that's the Kiddush. The Kiddush, if you get Misa, it's a Kiddush, because otherwise you would have thought only El Pnei HaKapoyres you get Misa. That's already Rabbi Yehuda. Ikos Rachman El HaKodesh the Kos of Beis LaPareiches. It's very simple because I had just said I would have thought that Kodesh means Beis LaPareiches. Aval Heichel, Lav, Nami Loi. Maybe there's not even a Lav by the Heichel. Rabbanon, Rav Leim, Moses, I'm at the Heichel Kuli Yekruga. You can't say the Heichel's, because everyone knows that the Heichel's called Kodesh. You can't say that had it said Kodesh, I would have thought it means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heichel is always what's referred to as Kodesh. And Emev, Evdila HaPareiches Lachem, Bein HaKodesh, Ubein HaKodesh Kadoshim. Rabbi Yehuda, my time. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold what he holds? Because he's all good, I look at the Kami Rabbanon. If Rabbanon are right, that if a person enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even if he doesn't make it to the Kapoyres, he already is Chayv Miso. Lichtev Rachman Ala Kodesh Umi Beis LaPareiches V'loi Boi El Pnei HaKapoyres. Why is it Pnei HaKapoyres? V'ano Aminu Mi Beis LaPareiches But Miso. If a person goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he gets Miso El Pnei HaKapoyres Mi Boi, then certainly if he goes to the Kapoyres El Pnei HaKapoyres the Kosev Rachman Olam Ali. So why do Torah have to say El Pnei HaKapoyres? Shema Mino must be El Pnei HaKapoyres Be Miso Mi Beis LaPareiches Be Azara. That's the Kiddush, that it's only Azara. The Gemara says Rabbanon Hachinami Dvoi Tzarech. What are the Rabbanon going to answer? You're right. It doesn't have to say Alpnei HaKapoyres. Why did Kosev Rachman Alpnei HaKapoyres? Why did it say it? I mean, it's not coming to tell me that there's a Chiv Misa. Because it already says once you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you Chiv Misa. I don't have to tell you that when you go to the Aron is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's Bechlal Masayim Mana. So why did the Torah say Alpnei HaKapoyres? L'me'ute Derech Meshupash. It's coming to say a Kiddush. If somebody would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he would go in not the ordinary way. He wouldn't walk in Mizruch, Mairiv, through the curtains. Or if he would go in some backward way, he wouldn't be chayav misa. The Tanit Rabbi Abelazim and Yaakov al pnei HaKapoyres kedma zebana of kol makom shenem al pnei ene al pnei kadem. So you only chayav if you go al pnei HaKapoyres, and that's the emphasis of pnei HaKapoyres to tell me that you have to go grut. Otherwise, you're not going to be chayav. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Makra pnei. My El Pnei, you're right, Pnei itself already teaches me Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That already teaches me that you have to go in the regular way. El Pnei, Shema Mina, El Dafka. V'Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon hold? El Lav Dafka. Meaning, at the end of the day, this whole machlik is over here, boils down to, how do you learn the word El? When it says El, does El mean Dafka or not Dafka? The Torah says, El Pnei HaKapoyres V'lo Yomus. Rabbi Yehuda says, El is Dafka. It's coming to teach me that only if a person goes El Pnei HaKapoyres is it going to be Chayv Misa. Otherwise, not going to be Chayv Misa. The Rabbanon hold El is Lav Dafka. So once a person goes Mi Beis LaPareiches on the other side of the Pareiches, even if he doesn't go El Pnei HaKapoyres, he's already going to be Chayv Misa. Again, the Machloikas boils down to, is El Dafka or is El Lav Dafka? So the Gemara speaks out. Liba, the Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, the Amai El Pnei HaKapayrus Dafka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds El Pnei HaKapayrus Dafka, then when it says by the Paraduma, what are we talking about? We're discussing the Kohen is doing the Avodah with the Paraduma. He's doing the Zayin Hazayis. But he didn't do a Noichach Pnei HaMayed. Is it possible as a Kasha? One Brisa says it's possible. The second Brisa says it's Kasha. What is the Lashon HaTorah? The Hiza El Noichach Pnei HaMayed. If El is Dafka, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Hiza El Noichach Nami Dafka. So it's going to have to be in the right place. V'rabbanon, midahasam lav dafka. But the Rabbanon, just like the whole El Pnei HaKapayrus is lav dafka, because once you enter, mi beis laparoiches, you're already chai miso. So it's not dafka El Pnei HaKapayrus. Achinami lav dafka. So this much to steer between the two braises, whether the hazois of the Par Aduma had to be dafka, noichach pnei HaMayit or not, boils down to whether the word El is dafka or lav, is El a lashon of ikuva? That's the spirit of the daf. Is El a Lashon of Ikuva or is it not? It's Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. We're in Me'inyan Le'inyan, Shaloi Ba'is Inyan, with regards to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. It's in that context where the Torah says, Val Yavei B'chaleza, only on Yom Kippur. But Val Yavei B'chaleza Al HaKodesh. And if you do, Malkis, Misa, El Pnei HaKapayrus V'Leyamusu. If you hold that that El is Dafka, the only time there's a Chiv Misa for going beyond where you're allowed to go is if you go El Pnei HaKapayrus, because El is Dafka. Here too, El is going to be Dafka. If not, Maska for Rabbi Yosef, for Rabbi Yehuda, mid El Dafka, Al Nami Dafka. And if that's the case, El Demikdash Sheni, Klei Havi Orem Rikapayrus, Och Nabi Avad HaZoyis, because the Torah says that the HaZoyis that were done Bein Abadim had to be Al Pnei HaKapayrus. So if El Pnei HaKapayrus is Dafka, then Al Pnei HaKapayrus, a different pasuk, has to be Dafka as well. And that's a very big problem, because that would mean that if you hold El as Dafka, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, Al as Dafka, they didn't do HaZoyis by Bayis Sheni there was no Aron. So if there was no Aron, it was an Evan Shasiyah, but there was no Aron. So if there was no Aron, how did they do the Hazois? Amar Rabbi Barula, Amar Kra, V'chiper is Mikdash HaKodesh, Mokam HaMakodesh, LaKodesh. Now there's a Ribui that says that that's okay. Rav Amar, Rav said a different text. Again, to the Stira, whether if the Hazois of the Par Aduma were not done, Noichach Pnei Olimod, is Ma'akev or not. One Brisa says it's possible, one Brisa says it's kosher. We said, LaKasha HaRab, Rava says, what matters is where the Kohen was standing. Was the Kohen standing Mizrach Ma'irev, or was he standing Tzafin Darim? If he was standing at least the way he was supposed to stand, even though the Hazayis didn't land where they were supposed to land, like Azrika Shalevim Kohenmoy, so to speak, that's going to be okay. But if he was even standing, not Mizrach Ma'irev the way he's supposed to stand, he was standing Darim Tzafin, that's already Mach. Omamar, Vishabifnim, Vishabim Mitzayro. The second part of the Braisa was the Hazois of Fnim, meaning the Chatois HaPnimiyos, and the Loik Shemin Shal Mitzayra, Shaloi Lishman is Pasol, Shaloi Mechuvanois Kisheirois. Vatanya Freit the Gemara, regarding the Loik Shemin Shal Mitzayra, Bein Shaloi Lishman, Bein Shaloi Mechuvanois Kisheirois. So you have a stira, Loik Shemin Shal Mitzayra, Shaloi Lishman, Kasher or Pasol? Our Braisa said Pasol. But you have a braisa, bein shaloi lishman, bein shaloi mechuvan. It's just, I'm Rabbi Yosef Lekasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, v'ha Rabbanon, gishmak, we come full circle. Rabbi Eliezer, demakish, asham lechatas, Rabbi Eliezer, who in the first mission, the sechta zvachim holds, that just like Pesach lechatas, shaloi lishman is possible, and asham is also shaloi lishman, because asham is always like chatas, that's Rabbi Eliezer, shita and shas. So Rabbi Eliezer, demakish, asham lechatas, makish nami loigla asham. So it makes sense that the loig shem and shalom tzayra should be like the asham, which is like the chatas. If that's the case, shaloi lishman is going to be possible. So the braisa that says loik shemen shaloi lishma is possible, you know what the pshat is? Because the loik shemen was brought with an asham, and asham shaloi lishma is possible. I thought only chatas and pesach. No, hamani Rabbi Eliezer that holds the asham is like the chatas. So if the asham shaloi lishma is possible, it makes sense. It reasons that the loik shemen should be possible as well. Rabbanu loy makshi, but Rabbanu hold the asham is kasha. So asham is kasha. The loik shemen shouldn't be any worse. So the braisa that says loik shemen shaloi lishma is kasha is going according to the rabban. Feit the gemara. Rabbi Eliezer the chidavra alamid behekish chayzer umalamid behekish. That's another principle that we know from Kachem. How could you learn the loik shemen from the asham when you learn to asham from the chatas? Being that I know asham from chatas with a hekish, so asham shaloi lishma apostles of davra alamid behekish, enoi chayzer malamid behekish. How could you go ahead and teach like shel amir rabba haba har rabbanon kan lahachshir kan lahartzois? You have a stira? Whether the like shem is shaloi lishma is kosher apostle? It's very simple. What's that locha every time you do avayda shaloi lishma? It's kosher, but it's loyal to the bayim l'shem chayva. So the braisa that says kosher means it's kosher. The braisa that says it's possible means it's like Abu Labayum Lashem Chaiva. And on that note, we conclude the first part of Masechtas Menachos. The part of Masechtas Menachos that deals with the real Menachos Sugis, there's a whole other part that deals with all the Menachos Sugis, but for right now, we've completed part A. I just thought that before we end this morning's daf, just to speak out one ha'ara. It's random, but one ha'ara. And that is, one of the themes of the beginning of Masechtas Menachos is Masnisim Deloy Kerev Shemen. You had the first Mishnah that discusses Shaloi Lishma by a Mincha, the first Gemara. Masnisim Deloy Kerev Shemen. Rav Shimon holds that a Mincha Shaloi Lishma is Kasha. We had the Mishnah that said Yitzikas Ksheir Bizar, and the Gemara said Masnisim Deloy Kerev Shemen. Because Rav Shimon had his 15 Avodah, he said a kohen that's not Moida Ba'avodah, and the first thing he mentioned was Hayitzikos. Hayitzikos Vabalivos, but he mentioned Yitzika. So Rav Shimon holds Yitzika is an Avaida. It's Psula Bazar. The Stam Mishnah holds a Ksher Bazar. Kamatz Besmoil, according to Rav Shimon, is going to be Kosher. Kibel Besmoil, Zarak Besmoil. Yesterday's daf we had where Rav Shimon holds you don't have to take the Koimitz and put it into a second Klisharis. Rav Shimon holds that it's okay to be Oiv the Biyad. Could be you could do the Haktara with your Yad, maybe even with your Gartel, that was Shitas Rav Yanai, but a whole discussion in Shitas Rav Shimon. But again, a lot of Rav Shimon, it's not Rav Shimon and Shas, of course, it's Rav Shimon Ba'ichai, that came up in Masechtas Menachos, but Atzad HaShava Shebehen of all the Rav Shimon is that we don't pass like Rav Shimon. Because I've added this Apsul Shalai Lishma when it comes to a Mincha, and we pass in Yitzik is not an Avodah, that's a Ksher Bizar, and I've added Kmitza has to be done by Yamin, and you have to put the Kmitz into a second Klisharis, that's the Brisa of Seder Menachos. So with all the Rav Shimon mentioned in the first 26, 27 dafin here in Masechtas Menachos. At the end of the day, it's all Masis and the like Reb Shimon. And it's really not such a chiddush, because the Gemara says in Erev Mem Zayin that the halacha is never like Reb Shimon. Whenever there's a machlok between Reb Shimon and his Bali Plukta, whether it's Reb Yossi or Reb Yehuda, the halacha never follows Reb Shimon. Stating that, I found a beautiful maramachim that I thought was worth sharing. And that is, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Chachmei Luniel regarding the Isser of Gid Hanasha. So the third mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Chinuch's Minyan HaMitzvahs, Shloi Lechol Gid Hanasha. Dates back to Yaakov Avinu, the fight that he had with Sarish Alesav, and because of that, there's a loisase, you're not allowed to eat the Gid Hanasha. The question is the Gid Hanasha Mutter Bano? Or is the Gid HaNasha Asa Ba'anah? The Rambam paskins that the Gid HaNasha is Mutter Ba'anah. The Chachmei Luniel argued with the Rambam, and they paskin that it's Asa Ba'anah. Freak the Bessi Yosef in Yerudei Simon Samachay. He says, I don't understand. This machloikis between the Rambam and the Chachmei Luniel is really a machloikis Tanam. It's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechtas Chulin, Gid HaNasha is Mutter Ba'anah. Rabbi Shimon says it's Asa Ba'anah. In other words, the Rambam that paskin Mutter Ba'anah paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachmei Luniel, who paskined that the Gid HaNasha is also Bana, paskined like Rav Shimon. Freik, the Beis Yosef, we know the rule. The Halach is never like Rav Shimon. So if the Halach is not like Rav Shimon, why the Chachmei Luniel paskining like Rav Shimon? It's a Tmiya. See, even if in the Sugya itself, it's not clear who the Halach is like, thus the Machlok is Rishonim. But we have Klali HaShas, we have Klali HaPsak, and one of the Klali HaPsak is, the Halach is not like Rav Shimon, Keneged is Balei Plukta. So over here, if it's a Machlok, it's Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, the Rambam is right. The Rambam paskin mutar ba'anah, it's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shas. How could the Chachmei Luniel paskin like Rabbi Shimon? L'chur the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Beis Yosef, Shuv Matzasi, I found in the Sefer Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Gid HaNasha is Asa Ba'anah. Says the Beis Yosef, maybe the Chachmei Luniel were being soymich on the Zohar, and being that it's a Mefurish Zohar, that's why they paskin Gid HaNasha is Asa Ba'anah. But Emechinami, Mitzat Talmud Bavli, it would be Mutar Ba'anah, like the Rambam. But it's a Zohar. Freit the Darki Moshe, right in Yerudei Simon Samachay. He says, I don't even know how to read the words of the Beis Yosef. It doesn't make any sense. He says, Shamati, I heard, interesting lashon. Kibal Sefer Hazayir, Hustam Rav Shimon, Hamuska B'Talmud, Shahu Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So what's the Beis Yosef that I found the Zayir? I found the Metziah. I found the Zayir. So the Chachmei Luniel are being soymech on the Zayir. The Zayir is Rav Shimon, and it's Rav Shimon L'shitasai. The same Rav Shimon in Shas that holds that Gid HaNasha is Asa Ba'anah said it in the Zayir. So what's the Beis Yosef? I don't understand the Chachmei Luniel how they could pass like Rav Shimon based on Kol Yashad. But I found the Zayir. And in the Zayir, Rav Shimon. It's not an objective maramakim, it's the Zohar Rav Shimon. And if the Halach is not like Rav Shimon, then what did we find in the Zohar? As I freaked the Darkei Moshe, I saw in the Divrei Yoel, the Heilige Satmarav,
in Parshas Vayeshev, he says a teretz nifla based on a Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. So Daf Lamed Gimel in Shabbos is the Daf that talks about Rav Shimon Vayechai. It's Lamed Gimel Lag Ba'omer. But either way, Shabbos Lamed Gimel, that's the story of Rav Shimon Vayechai leaving the Ma'ara. And the Gemara says Rav Shimon Vayechai and his son Rav Shimon came out of the Ma'ara. They met Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, and Rav Pinchas Ben Yair saw Rav Shimon Vayechai, and he was just mortified by what he saw. I mean, after living in a cave for 12 years, he says, "Oy li, it bothers me, it pains me so much to have to see you this way." And Rav Shimon Vayechai tells Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, "Oy li, if you wouldn't see me this way." He says, "If you know how much we shteiged when we were in the Ma'ara, it was worth every second. Even though physically we look worn down, but spiritually we grew tremendously." Says the Gemara, "How much did Rav Shimon Vayechai grow?" I'll tell you. It used to be, before Rav Shimon Vayechai went into the Ma'ara, Rav Shimon Vayechai, he would talk and learn to Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. And Rav Shimon Vayechai would be the one asking the questions of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. And for every question Rav Shimon Vayechai asked, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair would say 12 terutzim. After Rav Shimon Vayechai left the Ma'ara, when Rav Shimon Vayechai and Rav Pinchas Ben Yair were talking and learning, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was the shayel. He would be the one that asked the questions. And Rav Shimon Vayechai would give 24 terutzim. At the Heilige Satmar Rebbe gesagt, that you see in this Gemara, that Rav Shimon Vayechai steig the welt when he was in the Ma'ara. He steig tremendously. The Gemara goes out of its way to emphasize how much aliyah Rav Shimon Vayechai had when he was in the Ma'ara. Says the Satmar Rebbe, it could be when the Gemara says the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon, that was Rav Shimon Vayechai far the Ma'ara. But Rav Shimon Vayechai nach the Ma'ara, after this aliyah, he's not asking questions and getting 12 terutzim to his questions. He's the one giving 24 terutzim to the kashas that are being asked him. Now already he's on a whole different madrega. Now the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon. Does Dr. Beis Yosef? When did Rav Shimon Vayechai write the Zohar? That was all in the Ma'ara. That's the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef asked the kash on the Chachmi Luniel. How could the Chachmi Luniel say that the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon? No, it's Rav Shimon and Shas. And Rav Shimon Shita is that it's also about, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. But Dr. Beis Yosef, then I found that it's a Zohar HaKadosh. It's the Zohar of Shimon, of course. The Beis Yosef didn't know that Rav Shimon Vayechai was the Mechaber of the Zohar, but the point was, this is Rav Shimon for Nacht Ma'ara. Rav Shimon for Nacht Ma'ara, that cloud of Masis and the later Rav Shimon doesn't apply, and therefore says that Satmaruf, the Ru'uyin Hadvarim L'Misham.